السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجا وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل كما في سورة الحج: ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز. ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز. نعم والله يا عباد الله، ما قدر الله حق قدره من لم يعي لما أرسل الله هذه الآيات وهو يسمع قول الله تعالى: وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا. فما خافوا ولا عن الآثام كفوا ولا ارتدعوا ولا هم بالتوبات قد رجعوا. طال بهم الأمد وسول لهم الشيطان بطول الأمل، فلم يرقبوا ذنوبهم ولم يراقبوا ربهم، بل قد زاد عنهم بل قد زاد عنه بعدهم وتوثق مع عدوهم حلفهم. فلم تعد تؤثر الآيات إلا في النزر اليسير منهم، ولعلهم من حفظ الله بهم الأرض فلعلهم من حفظ الله الأرض بهم وبطاعتهم وذكرهم. وها نحن ذا نرى في كل يوم آيات يرسلها الله للمؤمنين موعظة ورحمة، وللكافرين عذابا وسخطا ونقمة. جبال بالنيران تفور فتلقي بالحمم، فتحيل الحوامر قبور، وأراض تهتز فتسقط بيوتا فتسقط بيوتا وقصور، أمطار تسيل الوديان فتغرق من جرائها قرى فتغرق قرى ودور، ورياح عاصفة وقحط تموت له الأرض الخصبة. وها هي ذي إحدى تلكم الآيات قد مرت بنا ليلة البارحة، خسوف القمر فأين كان الخائفون؟ أين هم العائدون إلى ربهم منيبين مستغفرين؟ انخسف القمر ليلة أمس وتوقع الناس ذلك قبله بأيام، علم أعطاهم الله إياه فكان الإعراض منهم عوضا عن الشكر، والنسيان لربهم عوضا عن الذكر. قل الحضور في المساجد ولا زال الناس في شغلهم وسهوهم ولهوهم وأموالهم وأولادهم. ألم يروا أنهم لما جرى سيل بسيط ضاقت الدنيا بهم وبمن هم في منأى عن حلة الدمار، فكيف بمن هم فيه؟ أيها المسلمون، لقد قام ولاة الأمر في هذه البلاد مشكورين، نسأل الله أن يكونوا على ذلك بعظيم الأجر مأجورين. قاموا بما هو من واجبهم الديني في مثل هذه الأحوال، فها هو ذا الملك حفظه الله تعالى يأمر بصلاة الاستسقاء عندما قل المطر وندر الماء، ليقوم الناس بالتضرع والخضوع والخشوع والتذلل بين يدي الله، يستغيثونه يظهرون فاقتهم وفقرهم إليه، يظهرون ويقرون بأنهم لا غنى لهم عن ربهم مهما كثرت وجرت الأموال في أيديهم، ويسألونه أن يجعل ما ينزل عليهم سقيا رحمة لا شقيا عذاب ولا بلاء ولا هدم ولا غرق. ولكن مع دعوة ولاة الأمر لهذه الصلاة، ولا نعلم على البسيطة دولة تقوم بهذه العبادة اليوم إلا هذه الدولة الموحدة المباركة. نسأل الله على العزة والتمكين والنصر بإذنه سبحانه. يدعون لإقامة هذه الصلاة، ولكن قل من يحضر في إشارة عن استغنائهم عن ربهم، أو هو على الصحيح قلة الإيمان في قلوبهم وقلة الخوف والحياء من ربهم وقلة العلم الحق بما له خلقوا، وقالوا متذرعين بالاستغناء عن المطر، عندنا المصافي تضخ الماء العذب، وتذرعوا بعدم رغبتهم في المطر بأن المطر يفسد بيوتهم وطرقهم، ونسوا بأن بيوتهم بالغفلة قد فسدت وبالإعراض عن الله قد خربت، وبلهو الشيطان بالمزمار والقنوات قد ضجت وتعفنت. ونسوا بأن صلاة الاستسقاء ليست هي فقط لطلب الماء بل لطلب الرحمة للبلاء. وهم ولاة الأمر ثانية يأمرون كما حصل بالأمس بتأجيل مباراة كرة قدم لأن ينشغل الناس عن الفزع إلى الله، لكن قل الحاضر وغاب كل من هو عن الله عز وجل ساه وغافل، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وهكذا يصنع ولاة أمر هذا البلد الطيب المبارك في جميع مواسم الطاعات ليفرغوا العبادة للعبادة، لكن العباد في غيهم وشغلهم صابرون غارقون. ها هم في رمضان عند أن أنقص ولاة الأمر ساعات العمل وأجلوها ليطول بالليل قيام العباد بين ربهم، إذا هم يقطعون الليل سهرا في وتر وطرب ولهو ولعب وبيع وشراء، وكأنهم ما خلقوا إلا لهذا. وها هم يفرغون في إجازات رمضان والحج، فإذا بهم يستغلونها في ملذاتهم لا في طاعاتهم. أيها الناس، إننا في غفلة حقة، وقد حصل ما حصل اليوم لأصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وهم أهل الطاعات والبر والإيمان، وما كان ذلك بسبب ذنوبهم إلا إنه تذكير لهم ورفعة لدرجاتهم. فماذا نؤول ما يجري اليوم أيها الناس مع هذه الغفلة وهذا الانغماس في كل ما يسخط الرب عز وجل؟ بما عسى أن نؤول ما يجري اليوم من قذف الحمم والبراكين والأعاصير والفيضانات وهذه الخسوفات والكسوفات وقلة الأمطار وغير ذلك وغلاء الأسعار وشدة المؤنة والحياة وانتشار الأوبئة والأمراض؟ ما عسى أن نؤول هذا كله به إلا أنه تذكير من الله يسبق عذابه العميم. أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يحفظنا والمسلمين بحفظه. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لأوليائه آيات كونية تتقلب قد جعل ليدوم تفكرهم، وآيات قرآنية تحفظ إلى قيام الساعة قد أنزل ليستمر اتصالهم بربهم بما أوحاه إلى نبيهم ووعدهم بحفظه لهم وأمرهم بها ليفزعوا إلى ربهم، إذ قد تكون فيها نهايتهم أو قد تكون فيها نهاية الحياة الدنيا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فيا أيها الصالحون، يا من أنتم دائما أبدا تقومون بما أوجب عليكم ربكم من الطاعات، ما لكم تأتون المساجد، ما لكم تأتون المساجد وأنتم تمرون على من لا يأتونها فلا تأمرونهم ولا تنصحونهم؟ فهل ظننتم أنكم عن الهلاك بعيدون أو من العذاب العام آمنون مستثنون؟ فهي لعائشة رضي الله عنها تسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنهلك وفينا الصالحون؟ قال نعم إذا ظهر الخبث، رواه الترمذي وصححه الألباني. وفي رواية قال نعم إذا استباحوا الزنا وشربوا الخمور وضربوا المعازف. فيا لله كم هي المعاصي كثيرة وكم هي المفاسد منتشرة، فأين إذن الضمان؟ فتوبوا إلى الله عباد الله واستغفروه، فإنه لا عذاب مع الاستغفار، إذ قال ربكم عز وجل: وما كان الله معذبهم وأنت فيهم، وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. فاستغفروا الله دائما أبدا، واعلموا أن خير البرية محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يستغفر الله ويتوب إليه في اليوم 100 مرة، فهل أنتم مثله فاعلون وبه مقتدون؟ فاتقوا الله عباد الله وتوبوا إليه جميعا لعلكم تفلحون. وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه، إذ قال ربكم عز من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فاللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وأنعم على نبينا وحبيبنا وسيدنا محمد صاحب الحوض والشفاعة، الآمر بنهج السنة والجماعة، من مننت عليه باللواء المعقود والحوض المورود. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الحمد لله الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا مصطفى المبعوث. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is still a continuation of the mistakes of the worshippers. I began the khutbah with khutbah al-haja, and then I said that Allah Ta'ala says as a surah al-hajj ayah 74, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. And they have not respected Allah Ta'ala the way should be. Whether Allah is all powerful or all honorable. Then I said, yes, I swear to Allah. I swear by Allah that He did not respect Allah Ta'ala the way it should be. That person who did not understand why these natural crises are occurring. Although he hears that Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We send not these ayat, signs, or these natural crises, except to threaten so that they return and repent to Allah Ta'ala. Then I say, but they are not scared, nor that they stop committing the sins, nor that they repent to Allah Ta'ala. Their life was extended for them, and Shaitan whispered to them, so they did not wash their sins, that these sins are increasing, and they did not wash their law, that their law is counting them for them, or against them. However, they went very far, more and more from Allah Ta'ala, and their obligation with their enemy, the Shaitan, got more stronger and more confirmed. So the signs that Allah Ta'ala sent for them as a reminder did not work anymore with them, except with some of them, very little number of them. And those might be the ones whom Allah Ta'ala is preserving the ear because of, as they are worshippers and people who do the remembrance of Allah. Maybe today we see one of these signs after another, which Allah Ta'ala sent for the believers as a reminder and as believers as a punishment and judgment. Mountains exploded with fire that throws the melt rocks to the living cities, turning them to graveyards. Lands ears which shapes with the earthquakes. So a lot of houses and palaces collapsed. Rain, that one flood that caused a lot of towns and homes flooded and destroyed. Wind that turns to hurricanes and destroy everything. Dry land from no rain been sent down that makes beautiful farms dry. And just last night, we had more of these signs that Allah Ta'ala sent as a reminder for people to repent and return back to Allah. And it's the moon eclipse that occurred last night. However, I was wondering, asking, where are those who fear Allah? Where are those believers? Where are they? Those who are filling the masajid on Friday, on Eid, and Ramadan. Where are they in these times? Or the things these are not for them? Or the things that they are exempted from them? Where are those who went to Allah? Where are those who seek forgiveness of Allah? The moon was eclipsed last night, and also this expectation was due to the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala sent to them and allowed them to have. But abandoning the word of Allah, abandoning the obedience, and instead of thanking Allah, praising Allah, being grateful and beautiful to Allah, and not to Allah, depending on their knowledge that they have, it's the only end because Allah has permitted for them. Only after the beginning of the explanation and reason for it happening, away from away from me, reason for it from Allah. For all mankind to then get off from the government and not. I think this is the message of the religion. But they're all busy and happy. People are involved in their business, having even just few weeks ago, at the last, the only choice, small portion of the town, to the limit that it scared people who are living far away from those districts would benefit it. Rather than those who are living in these, inside these districts. All believers, thank for Allah. The one who divided us with rulers, like the rulers of this country, Saudi Arabia, which is the only country today, the only, and I mean it, it is the only one on this planet, the only one which the rulers call for the Eucharist prayer and the seeking for their prayer, and they delay, postpone the time of war in Ramadan from 7 to 10. Giving people chance to spend some time of the night praying, but people are misusing this kind of gift. And they are, instead of standing praying or reciting the Quran, they are using the time praying, marketing, so they have a good time for sleep in the morning. This is the only country called for seeking from to the prayer areas. You find all the few people are coming. They also gave us holidays. A week ahead of Eid and a week after Eid of Ramadan. Yet the people are using it only to enjoy themselves with dunya, not to enjoy themselves with the akhirah, for preparation for the akhirah. And the salary of these days are paid in advance, are paid for them in advance, so they free themselves for worshiping Allah. And they give them holidays for Hajj, and it is the only country that gives this number of days as holidays for Hajj. Yet the people misusing these days, traveling here and there and going, playing, instead of using them in worship, instead of using them in worship. This country is the only country that their rulers do their duty, that religion, that their religion made obligatory on them. So here the king, now Abu Jahl, and supported Abu Lahab, he calls for seeking foreign prayers before when the water that's been reserved and stopped get less, so that the people go and pray and ask Allah Ta'ala to still rain on them, and ask Allah Ta'ala to make this rain as a rain of mercy, not a rain of destruction, nor a rain of punishment. But again, very little number of people attend. As a sign of sufficiency of these people from their Lord, that they are not in need for their Lord, whether they say it or they don't, their act means so. Their act means so. That they don't go pray for seeking for rain because they don't need rain from their Lord. And they say, we have desalination plants today. We people invented this massive factory to turn the seawater to fresh water for us to drink. And they don't know, all they know, and I'm sure they know, but they decided to ignore, what they know, that Allah Ta'ala is the one who preserved them and protected them by giving them rain and by keeping them safe from the floods, and also by saving them from the waste of this water. This is only because their iman is very low. Their iman is very low. And their knowledge is redundant, is nothing. It is information more than its knowledge. Because knowledge is only what encourages you to do the good and avoid the evil. To worship, to repent, to know things in reality. And here, and they say, these people, they say as an excuse why they don't go for the prayer of seeking for rain. We ask
Allah to send down rain, then it's going to destroy our roads and our houses. And I'm wondering, does Allah, or is Allah in need for their prayer so He sends the rain down? One needs to think. Saudi Arabia is the only land which has the Kaaba. Saudi Arabia is the land where the body of the Prophet ﷺ is buried in. Saudi Arabia is the only land that has only one religion, one madhab. Which I mean madhab by al-Sunnah. I don't mean madhab from the four madhab, but I mean the madhab meaning only Sunnah, no Sufiya, no Shia to be practiced openly. Only the Sunnah. This is the only country that the ulama are highly respected, even by the government. It is the only country that the number of Muslims is up to 99 or 98% of the whole people living on it. But over that, yet the rains are lesser than it in the West. The non-believer countries, which there is raining almost all the year, and it is not raining heavily, so it destroys. People are only referring that to the intelligence of the Westerners, that they have good rains and this and that. No, it is not. It is because Allah Ta'ala does not shower them heavily. And when it happens, even in America, the very advanced country in the West, it destroyed Miami and many other places. And all the technology of America did not work. And when Allah Ta'ala permits it, no any technology can work. No any protection can help. So why it is here dry and when it rains heaven? It is because that the only place where people are still worshipping Allah Ta'ala the way the Prophet ﷺ used to, is this country. So when the people of this country ignore that, they must be awake strongly. So the clouds come and go, passing over it, no way for them to come back and ask Allah Ta'ala. And when it rains heavy, for them to come back and ask Allah Ta'ala to make it mercy. To make it as a mercy. So that is the reason why we need to pray the prayer of seeking for rain, the eclipse prayers. We need to. And as I said at the beginning of the khutbah, when these two prayers are performed, you see only the real pious people there. You see only a little number of people in the places where these prayers are performed. When you go and see, you don't see many people like you see in the obligatory prayers, the fast time prayers, or even the Ramadan night prayer. You see a lot of people in those times. But when it comes to the times of seeking the protection, you see only little people. Here, what they say, only the people who know things in reality, they come. They come. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم وما كان الله معذبهم وما شاء الله تعالى will judge them not while you are living amongst them and Allah تعالى will judge them not while they are seeking for forgiveness. But if they start ignoring, look in this ayah, if they start forgetting and ignoring, I don't say all is forgetting, because today it is said 3-4 days prior to the eclipse that they are expecting an eclipse on this night at this time. And then the masajid are calling As-salatu jami'ah, as-salatu jami'ah, all the speakers, so they hear it. But yet, they just ignore. They don't come. They don't come. It is not because they forgot it. It is because they intentionally forget it. They abandon it. It is like it doesn't mean us. It's some other people, not us. So this is a real problem for the people today. I don't want to say the habit, but as the way that the rulers of this country were raised up upon respecting the deen, respecting the religion. Just last week, the authorities of sports here in this country, in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they declared that all these sports activities which was to be on the night of Thursday, the 14th of Muharram, where the eclipse is expected to be postponed to the next day, the next night. Why? Because they did not want people and the stadium or behind the TV watching these footballs while they should be in the masjid. What happened is people are still not in the masjid. Where are they? The stadium is closed. TVs are not transmitting any football match from there. Where are they? They are behind TV for other channels. They are in the markets. They are playing. Subhanallah. Yes, one, these are proofs against us. On the day of resurrection, Allah will ask the Prophet, did you convey the message? Yes. Allah will ask the scholars, did you convey the knowledge? Yes. Allah will ask the rulers, did you call them to it? Did you prepare the climate for it? Yes. So what is your excuse? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? We have to prepare for that effort. Many people are listening to my husband now on the internet, living in countries where they cannot pay the seeking for rain prayers. Yes, they can't seek, they can't pray eclipse prayer even in their homes. But yet, seeking for rain, they cannot pray because it must be with the ruler. And today, the only ruler that calls for seeking for rain is the ruler of Saudi Arabia. And they are not living here. So you have more luck than them, more good luck than them by living here. So let's get use of all this of worship. Let's get use of it. And then in the second khutbah I said, praise Allah Ta'ala, Ta'ala, Mubarak for His awliya, verses. Universal verses that it moves so you can see and remember and repent as the day and night, the moon and sun, etc. Verses of Quran that have been memorized and reserved until the day of resurrection for you to keep the contact with your Lord by reciting this ayah of Quran. And verses that Allah Ta'ala brings for people to
be scared, and they repent fast. It means it is only one part of million parts of the punishment. Because you only see it, you only see the eclipse. It's not going to touch you with nothing. So it is a kind of judgment, but it is only one out of million parts of the punishment. So for you, when you see the punishment, when you see the anger of Allah on these creations, then you got to go back and seek forgiveness. Then you got to admit your sins and say, oh Allah, between you and I, forgive me for me. So Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with you. These verses that Allah Ta'ala spread for making the people scared and repent might be the end of their lives, might be the end of their lives. That's what happens with the volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, floods. It took lives of some people. And it might be the end of the whole life. It might be the end of the whole life. The world. Let me see. Now, so it might be the end of this world. No one knows. When the moon loses the light in the middle of the month, it could be a sign that the sun got the command to return back to where it came from. As well, the Prophet ﷺ says that the sign of the Akhirah is that the sun rises from the west. It is not necessarily to be the west of every country. When it is night here, it is day in somewhere. It could be, then it is going back to the east of that place. And that's why the moon is losing its light. Could be. So we have to remember, it's not just a fun like many people do when the sun eclipse. They put some kind of glasses and go watch it. What do they see? They enjoy. What do they enjoy? We should be in prayer that time, asking Allah not to make it a kind of punishment. And then I said, oh no, pious people who are always doing what you are commanded to do of obedience, why you come to the masajid? Passing people who are not coming to the masajid, saying nothing to them. Is this your duty here in this world? Just to come to the masjid and pray and go back home? You call not for the good, you want not for the evil. Is this your duty? Just to protect yourself and leave everyone, even of the family, to the hell? Is this our duty here? That is wrong. When we come to the masjid, knowing that there is a worship that Allah Ta'ala likes, whether it is obligatory worship or optional, we have to call everyone we see on our way, beginning with our families. Let's go and pray Let's ask Allah Ta'ala His mercy. Or do you think that when the deception comes, when the punishment comes, it will choose the disobedience only? No, that Allah is not going to do that. It's going to take the most arrogant, and the most obedient. All of them going to go. All of them going to go. As Aisha radiallahu anha said when she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are we going to be destroyed while we have the perished ones living amongst us? He said yes. When the khabar is openly seen. When the evil is openly seen, openly practiced, openly called to. When it can happen if it is not happening today? It is happening today. It is happening. The khabar is clearly seen. It's clearly seen. So what is our duty? Amr bil ma'roof, nahy al munkar. Calling for good, warning of evil. This is our duty as Muslims. Otherwise, the Prophet ﷺ said, who does not practice that, he does not have any amount of iman, is just even as small as the utter. If we stop calling for good, warning for evil. And another hadith of Rasulullah said to Aisha, yes, when they find zina, lawa. And when they drink the khamr, and when they play the music. Look at it in regard to music. Do people today play music? I don't think so. But behind the imam, even behind the imam, in the Masjid al-Haram and the Masjid al-Nabawi, they are playing music in their mobile phone. They are playing music in their mobile phones, even when they come for prayer. Is this a person who respects God? Allah understands. So, I called myself and everyone to fight him from all the sins, as he subhanahu wa ta'ala is up, and then I command him to do the prayer on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by sending peace and blessings over him, as Allah ta'ala commanded, saying, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And then Imam Ibn, by what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala, He only calls for justice and goodness and good kingship and warning against evil of sayings and actions, and that is a reminder from Allah Ta'ala, so that you may remember and repent. And then I commanded them to do the remembrance of Allah as He is going to remember them, and to thank Allah for all the grace that He bestowed on them, so He is going to increase them on them. And then I reminded that the remembrance of Allah is greater than anything, and Allah Ta'ala knows all what to do. أرواز حين بحبة والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه الغابي كريستين related to the subject of the خطبة. نعم excellent, I'm right. Good question. If the person comes to the prayer, the Eklish prayer, we know that the Eklish prayer is Turaqa or four Rukur and four Sujood. Turaqa, the Raqa means the unit of prayer, which includes standing, bowing, and prostrate.
We have two rak'ah, two units. In the Eighth Prayer, each rak'ah has two ruku' and two sujood. Two ruku' and two sujood. The Imam is going to make Takbirat al-Ihram and then recite Fatiha and then recite in long surah, long recitation. Then he goes for ruku' for long ruku' and then he rises saying Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, and everybody says Rabbana lak al-hamd. Then the Imam recites Surah al-Fatiha again and another long recitation, but it would be shorter than the first one. Then he goes for ruku', and this ruku' would be longer than the first ruku', sorry, long but shorter than the first ruku'. Then he goes up from ruku', then he goes for sujood, and the sujood would be the same, the first longer than the second. And then he stands up for the second rak'ah, which will have also two ruku', the way we just clarify. If the person comes in the first rak'ah, but in the second ruku', meaning when the Imam finished from the first ruku' and he raised up from ruku', reciting Fatiha again and reciting surah from the Quran. This is the second ruku' in the first rak'ah. He commands make salam. What should this person do? Just make salam, nothing else. Nothing else. He does not encompass with that ruku'. The person came in the second rak'ah, meaning he missed the whole rak'ah, the first one. What should he do? At the end of the salah, he does not make salam because he missed one rak'ah. He prayed only one rak'ah. So he will stand up to make that rak'ah. Now, how to make that rak'ah? Exactly the same way the Imam made it. Two ruku'. Two ruku'. He stand up, recite Surah Al-Fatiha, then Surah, then ruku', then stand up, raise up, then Surah Al-Fatiha, then ruku', then raise up, then sujood, sitting, sujood, and then salam. If he missed the whole two rak'ah, he came only in the after the second ruku' of the second rak'ah, then he will do the whole prayer again after the Imam finished. Exactly like the Imam. Done. Now. Jazakallah khair. Some of the ulama say that the eclipse prayer, whether moon or sun, should continue until the eclipse goes. But what the Prophet ﷺ did is that he prayed only two rak'ah. So most of the ulama, and that's what you see in the books of hadith like Bukhari, Muslim, and others, that it is only two rak'ah. Whether the eclipse gone or not, two rak'ah on this way, and that's yani now. When should we begin the prayers? When we see the eclipse start. We should not pray by the expectations, and we should not wait until the whole moon or the whole sun eclipsed. But once we see it beginning, we begin our prayers, so that Allah Ta'ala stops it and removes it. Now, Allah A'lam. In regard to the seeking for rain prayer, don't miss any part of it. Seeking for rain, as we know, it's exactly like the Eid prayer. So the Eid prayer and the seeking for rain prayer. It won't come late and miss the takbir. What should he do? If he did not miss the first rak'ah, meaning he came before they make ruku', before they raise from ruku', in the first rak'ah, then khalas, he doesn't do nothing, he continues and finishes the imam. But if he missed the first ruku', when he, after the imam finishes his prayer, he will do as the second rak'ah. So he already done the second rak'ah with the imam. We know that the first rak'ah is 7 takbir and the second is 5. So he already done the second rak'ah with the imam, 5 takbir. Now what should he do? 7, we say no, 5. Because this is the second for him. Because this is the second rak'ah for him. Okay? If you missed it all, then you prayed as the imam done it. 7 in the first and 5 in the second. We have a question here from these. Okay. Mr. Colin Makka from, then it says, Barakallahu fikum wa fikumar. I work with hospice care or end of life care. How do I call non-Muslims to the deen while they are still used and when they are committers? I play Quran or recite the Quran. I know, and dhikr, but I'm not sure if this is a benefit. Also, what is the best English translation for the book, for a book on visiting the sick and janaza procedures? Begin with the Eem. It is the book of Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, Ahkam al-Janaiz. And it is translated into English. And when you are by someone who is dying, then you call him for the Shahada. As the Prophet ﷺ said to his uncle Abu Talib, say La ilaha illallah. And as he said to the Jew, La, say La ilaha illallah. If you recite the Quran, and when you say this to someone who doesn't know Arabic, you should say it in his language. And regardless if he say it in Arabic or in his language, even if he said it in his language and died with that, inshallah ta'ala he is to the Jannah. But reciting the Quran, other than Surah Yasin, I have no any evidence that it is Sunnah. Whereas the Sunnah is to recite Surah Yasin by the person who is still alive but dying now. Is in the death process. But not after death. When the person is already died, we don't recite nothing. And reciting other than Surah Yasin, I don't have any proof to say that it is Sunnah, but yes, it is Quran, it's permissible to recite. The question is, if you are in the West with an English country or whatsoever language they are speaking, what's the benefit of reciting the Arabic Quran for him? He does not know what you are saying. So it is better to give him the direct call in his language. Better to give him the direct call in his language and simply make it simple. Even if you just say to him in English, say La ilaha illallah, which means no one wants to worship but Allah. And Muhammad is Rasulullah, is the Messenger of Allah. If you say that in this wording and he said it and died, inshallah he is a Muslim and inshallah to the Jannah. We should not make it a lecture, a long lecture, or complicated for him. He is suffering, he is struggling against the pains and the illness. So we don't want to make it, you know, more difficult for him. Now, the book again is called Ahkamul Janaiz. أحكام الجنائز for إمام الباني رحمه الله تعالى. أحكام يرتز أي